This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Are you tired of endlessly searching for work? Applying for jobs, never hearing back? Job openings vanish into thin air? What if there was one connection you could make and that'll link you to dozens of companies that are hiring? What if the connection was a locally owned business ready to help you and they don't charge you? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Expresspros.com.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program. As Marvin said when he came in today, we did it. Marv Madness in April. Yay.
All right. Come on.
Yep. Marv, the Celebrity Bracket Challenge winner. Seton finished second. Jim Boeheim rounding out the top three. UConn grad, Marvin the Fresh Prince, and our Huskies did it last night in convincing fashion.
No one thought it was possible, but we did it for a fifth time.
Yep, you and Danny Hurley. Here is the UConn head coach after winning it all.
Big East was the best conference in the country this year. We were the most successful in the NCAA tournament, and we have the national championship. So we were the best league in the country this year, and I don't think that's going to change with the type of coaches that now have moved around. I don't think we're going anywhere. I know we're not.
Big East, a historical basketball conference, but, you know, they had the gold rush for TV contracts and football programs in 2013, and then the conference looked unrecognizable. Syracuse, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, Notre Dame all decided to depart, and that was a major blow for what was once the best conference, basketball conference in America. But the Big East is back. Connecticut's win last night. The Big East has now won three of the last seven national titles. Villanova's an elite program. St. John's just got Rick Pitino. Georgetown poached former Providence coach Ed Cooley. Xavier, Creighton, Marquette, they were all top six seeded teams in the tournament. Transfer portal is changing college sports right before our very eyes. And there's no reason to think that the Big East won't be formidable once again in 2024. A lot was made of, well, is Connecticut a blue blood? Well, they might be a new blood, because I think of blue bloods, these are schools that won titles back in the 40s or 50s or 60s. And that's why they got the name or label blue bloods. Connecticut has been the best program as far as winning national titles in the last 25 years. You know, it's 24 years. It's just they have been sporadic. They've been really, really good, and then they've been average or not even making the tournament, getting a coach fired. But having three different coaches winning national championships is very impressive. But when we look at blue bloods, and I don't know why we get caught up in that. It's like mid-majors. You know, is Gonzaga mid-major? Hey, we're not a mid-major. Who cares? You're just a really good basketball program. Hey, we're a blue blood. Okay, do you want to be a blue blood? Because some of those blue bloods haven't done much recently. Yeah, Seton.
It's almost like that's why this is a huge topic this year. It's because the blue bloods are not relevant.
Well, they're not blue. You know, they're a different shade, a lighter shade. It's like a light blue, not a dark blue.
It's like the blue bloods have a lot of people in sports media who are sort of like bringing the topic up. Like, no. Remember, they're actually not in our group yet still, UConn. They're in like the Gonzaga group. They're not in our group yet because we still own it.
Yeah, Gonzaga hasn't won anything. They're a great program. Are they a blue blood? No. Are they a mid-major? No. I think we got to get rid of all those designations because of what is happening in college athletics now. because you can come. I mean, you know, San Diego State coming out of nowhere or Florida Atlantic coming out of nowhere. Get used to this, because I do think, and we'll talk to Seth Greenberg from the Mothership. I think the formula is, let's have a couple of guys that we recruit, but then let's bring in a couple of these players who might be seniors or they might be grad students. This is really what's happening with college basketball because of name, image, and likeness. Transfer portal, and you can make some money there. It's formulaic. These coaches are going to look at who is successful. Why are they successful? I mean, Kim Mulkey at LSU, she had one player. All of a sudden, she goes, let me revamp the roster. Come on in. Who wants to play for me? Hall of Fame coach. They end up winning a national championship. Danny Hurley did a wonderful job getting the right players to fit in with players that he already had. All right, I got ahead of myself because Marv's so excited today. One of the great days in his life. And as far as your son being born, getting married, and UConn winning the national championship, how would you rank those?
So right now, my wedding and my son's birth are fighting for number two.
Okay. All right. Rightfully so. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Information on the new batch of moonshine will be available later today when we send out the DP Show newsletter. You can go to danpatrick.com to sign up for the newsletter. This program, this hour, brought to you by Meguiar's. They have the hybrid ceramic tire shine. Beautiful. Renews dull tires by darkening the appearances and adding long-lasting high gloss, and it keeps shining even when exposed to water. Give Meguiar's hybrid ceramic tire shine a try. Meguiar's, reflect your passion. Poll question today is going to be handled by Seton O'Connor, who is back with us today. Yay. What are we going to go with, Seton?
We're going to go with something not UConn related right out of the gate. How about that? Which had a better month, Major League Baseball or women's college basketball?
Wow.
Both are just on fire right now.
Yes. Yes. The big numbers for women's college basketball. Well, let me put it this way. I think what baseball did is something that is going to last for a long, long time. I think its impact on the game. Caitlin Clark had a huge impact on the women's game, the tournament. They had close to 10 million watching that national title game. And that's largely because of Caitlin Clark. LSU was the better team. We don't need to get into any arguments there. LSU was better. LSU, I guess, is getting invited to the White House. Is Iowa getting invited to the White House as well? Did Iowa?
That is.
Okay. Iowa does not need to get invited to the White House. You don't need a participatory trophy. All right? I think these girls are going to be fine. All right? Got to the national title game. Are you going to invite LSU and Iowa at the same time? That should go over really well. Angel Reese, is she going to be doing that to Caitlin Clark right there on the in the Rose Garden? Yes, Tom.
And Angel tweeted a joke. She didn't really appreciate that both teams would get invited.
Yeah. But I'm trying to figure out what happened first. Did the White House say we want to invite LSU and then Iowa, or was it Iowa and then we have to invite LSU because they won the national title? Yes, Paul.
So is First Lady Jill Biden, Dr. Jill Biden, Doctor. She said Monday at the Colorado State Capitol in Denver, she was talking, they're asking her different questions. She praised Iowa's sportsmanship and congratulated both teams on their performances. Quote, I know we'll have the champions come to the White House. We always do. So I hope LSU will come. But, you know, I'm going to tell Joe that I think Iowa should come too because they played such a good game. That was her quote. And then that went from there.
Okay.
Joe, I think, has veto power on this, right? I would assume.
I'm going to guess he
President
does.
Biden can veto this.
Yes, Seton.
I mean, maybe I'm misremembering, but Iowa didn't play a great game. They didn't play a great game.
No.
They have in the past, but that game, if you were looking at that and be like, hey, you know what? This Iowa team, they played a great game. Let's get them out. They didn't.
Yeah. How many teams who don't win get invited to the White House?
Checking.
All right.
I'm guessing none.
I do think that, you know, what the new changes, the rule changes in baseball, that's something that's going to be historical. You know, how many Caitlin Clarks come along? If South Carolina played LSU in the national title game, what's the numbers there? I think you got more eyeballs on the game, and I think that's great for the sport because I think you're looking at how these women are able to play. The game has changed. The game keeps changing, and that's a great thing. But as far as baseball, That's going to be something in the next 10, 15 years that we'll look back on this. And I think it'll be a watershed moment of changing this game, saving this game. I think women's basketball is growing, and you saw that before your very eyes. But sometimes you have to get the right player in there, the right team in there, and that captures the imagination of people who may not follow this sport. Yes, Eden.
But when's the last time in the women's game you could look forward to this many games or teams or rivalries for the next season?
Yeah. And I hope they open the season. I hope that they somehow manipulate the schedule where Iowa gets to play LSU somewhere and have a double bill. National title, you know, maybe UConn is going to be playing, opening up. Yes, Marv.
And we got to make sure that they don't play at like 9 o'clock. So we're talking about a doubleheader. We can't have a 7 and 9. We may have to have like a Saturday or Sunday, because Paulie brought up a great point in our meeting about the kids.
Well, it's all about the kids.
Well, especially in women's basketball, because there are so many young girls that play now more so than ever. And so definitely 3:30 start again.
Yeah, and maybe that's where they just lock in that time. Normally we're going to get a later time at night. And I think if you have appointment viewing and you get to watch the game, the entire game, I think that's really important. There are a lot of people probably watched on the East Coast or Midwest, didn't get to see the end of the game. Spoiler alert. UConn blew this open. It was interesting for a little while with San Diego State. They made a run, and, you know, at halftime, Charles Barkley said, you know, I still think, you know, San Diego State's going to win. Knucklehead.
General Salami.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, I think Kenny Smith probably put in some really good insight there as well. And then second half, it was Connecticut pulling away. And I thought it was going to be – it got interesting, and then I never thought that UConn wasn't going to win it. UConn was a better team, and I didn't think San Diego State could score enough to stay in the game. And you saw that. They had, you know, long stretches where they didn't score. Yes, Eden?
Hey, I mean, look, last night, okay, the better team won.
Yeah. Is that your analysis?
If you shoot 32% for the field, you can't win the national title.
You normally can't.
You cannot miss baskets and still win.
Sonogo finished the tournament 118 points, 59 rebounds, shot just under 67% from the floor. The last time you had somebody with those numbers, there's been five in the last 40 years who've had at least 100 points, 50 rebounds while shooting 65% or better from the floor. Let me see if there's anyone that might surprise you. Blake Griffin did it, Oklahoma, 2009. Sean May, North Carolina, 05. Juwan Howard, 1994 with Michigan. And Ala Abdul-Nabi with Duke, 1990.
That's your wheelhouse.
Sounded like stat of the day.
Woo! Ow! Stat of the day! Stat of the day!
Stat of the day. In case you're wondering, stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. The last three teams to win a national title as a number three seed or worse. UConn this year is a four. UConn is a seven in 2014. UConn is a three in 2011. No. Stat of the day. Got to give them credit. Okay. All right. Stat of the day. Yeah. They picked their spots. But Connecticut, I don't even think they were ranked preseason. Then they had a really good start. And I mentioned this story, but I'll bring it up again because it was I was reminded of this. I was in Jersey City, and I ran into Bob Hurley, the father of Danny and Bobby Hurley, legendary high school coach. And we started talking. And I said, what happened to, you know, Danny's Huskies? He goes, well, they ran into conference play. You know, you're good prior to getting into conference play, where we're finding out the Big East might be the best conference in basketball. And he started breaking this down a little bit. He said, but by playing that schedule, they'll be ready for March Madness. Yes, Seton.
And, you know, throughout the entire tournament, Danny Hurley was banging that drum. People would say, hey, you guys are on a great run. He'd be like, well, yeah, the conference schedule was really tough, but once we got out of conference, it was a breeze.
Yes.
And he was just killing other conferences.
Yes, and that's what his dad said before the tournament even started. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, hey, they dominated, and then they got in the conference play, and you're not going to dominate in that conference. It's going to make them a better team at the end of the year. made them national champs. Yeah, Paul.
I don't know if this is a poll, but what is Danny Hurley's career? What was it is akin to? He has a famous father, pretty famous in the high school coaching rankings, one of the all-time famous high school coaches. His brother gets real famous at Duke and has a, you know, shortened NBA career and becomes a coach. Danny Hurley had a nice college career, a nice coaching career, and now at age, what, 50, 51? Yeah. He's now a star, like a late bloomer. Is there a Hollywood comparison to that, or famous siblings, or a sports comparison? It's not like Sylvester Stallone's brother winning an Academy Award, is it? Or
well, but Frank didn't win anything.
Right. What would it be like?
Well, Del Curry was famous as a great shooter, okay. And then Steph came along and changed all of that. And then Seth Curry came in, but Seth hasn't won anything.
So if Seth Curry wins Most Valuable Player of the Finals.
Yes, then maybe.
There you go.
Yeah, or goes into coaching and ends up winning an NBA championship. Yeah, I don't know what the parallel would be with, because he was always in the shadow of Bobby as a player. And even at coaching, he was at what, Wagner on Staten Island?
Wagner, I think it was.
Wagner?
Yeah.
Seton Hall? Rhode Island, and then got his big break. You know, and crowds were rough on Danny Hurley because he was never going to be Bobby. Bobby's one of the great point guards in the history of college basketball. And then you have a father who's one of the great high school coaches in the history of high school basketball. But this is a big moment. That was a big moment. And congratulations to him. It's like you're an overnight success at age 50. That's what it felt like for Danny Hurley. But they were the better team by far, and blowing teams out. And it doesn't happen very often where you're winning by, you know, close to 20 points every single game in March Madness. All right, we got a good poll question. I like that, Seton. Give it again before we go to break. We'll get to a phone call. Seth Greenberg, former college coach and mothership analyst, will join us to kind of sum up everything that happened in the last month with college basketball. Yes.
Yeah, we got it's a Paul Papp special. Which had a better month, Major League Baseball, women's college basketball?
All right. We'll take a break. Your phone call's coming up. By the way, we say good morning if you're watching on Peacock. That's our streaming partner. Download the app and our radio affiliates around the country. Phone number is 877-3DP-SHOW. Operator Tyler is standing by. Email address, dp at danpatrick.com. And at DP Show is our Twitter handle. Once again, sign up for the newsletter. All the information about the new batch of Azalea Moonshine will be available later on today. Take a break. We're back after this. Dan Patrick Show. LifeLock. Most people agree tax time is a pain, but there's one group who really, really loves it. Identity thieves. The scammers can file tax returns using your personal information, and they're the ones that get the refund. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. Your personal information gets exposed and making it dangerously easy for cybercriminals to steal your identity. Protecting your identity can be easy with LifeLock by Norton. LifeLock will detect and alert you to potential identity threats that you may not spot on your own, like loans taken out in your name, crimes committed by thieves pretending to be you. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But it's easy to help protect yourself with LifeLock. Join now. Save up to 25% off your first year. Promo code Patrick at LifeLock.com. Once again, LifeLock.com. Make sure you use the promo code Patrick to get 25% off. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments. to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. This program brought to you by the great folks at Mercedes. They say good things come to those who wait. Mercedes-Benz SUV family proves otherwise. Takes no time at all to set up a test drive. Your local Mercedes-Benz dealer. Learn more at MBUSA.com. We'll get to your phone calls coming up. I mentioned the non-conference schedule by Connecticut. If you include the NCAA tournament, Connecticut went 17-0 versus non-Big East opponents. The average margin of victory in those 17 games was just over 24 points per game. Connecticut won every game against Big East opponents by at least 10 points. And that goes back to what Bobby Hurley Sr. said to me. Hey, non-conference, no problem. They got into conference play. They struggled, but that would make them better at the end of the year and actually made them national champions. Seth Greenberg of the Mothership joining us on the program. And as Fritzy wanted me to make sure I pointed out, Seth is a member of the Jewish Sports Hall of Fame and went in there in 2012. Good Yontif, much nachas, and Passover coming up here, Seth. So thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Good to see you. I hope you're feeling well. And, man, I'll tell you one thing. It's been interesting last 3 weeks with the NCAA tournament.
Wait. What do you get for going into the Jewish Hall of Fame?
You go to Dick's Hills, you get a nice little trophy. Your mom has, you know, feels good about you for a while until she doesn't. And it's a mitzvah. It's, and it's one of the, and it's one of the few Hall of Fames you go in and they don't ask you for your check after you go in.
Okay. if I would have said this is how basketball is going to end in April, Connecticut winning, and what we saw in the women's game with Iowa and LSU, what would be more surprising with the reaction and surprises that we had?
I would probably, man, that is tough. I would say Connecticut because they were unranked coming into the season. I mean, Connecticut lost to New Mexico State in the opening round of the NCAA tournament a year ago. They lost their backcourt. They brought in Tristan Newton, who was a two guard, and they moved to point guard. Now, look, they had good pieces, but they hadn't come together. They had a red shirt in Alex Caravan who hadn't played a minute of basically Division I college basketball yet. He had a huge impact on this team. They were relying on a freshman coming off the bench, Donovan Klingon. So I would say that it would probably be Connecticut. Their journey has been phenomenal. And the move back to the Big East was the vehicle. Yeah. But the driver of that bus, Danny Hurley, that dude he's the real deal.
If I said that you could recruit players or you could do transfer portal if you were still coaching, so you could get high school players or you go transfer, what would you use?
I'd find a balance. I would use the transfer portal to fill in basically spots where we needed help. They lost their backcourt. They needed a guard. They went there. They also recruited Donovan Klingon, who's going to be the best post player in college basketball next year. So I think you've got to find a balance. Look, the Blue Bloods can always recruit high school players because they're only recruiting the very best high school players. Here's the problem. It's those other guys that they're recruiting high school players that maybe not already, that have to take time to understand how to play hard, yeah, how to play with other good players. The problem is the lack of patience for those guys. Those guys go to a place, and you know what? There's a good chance they're going to leave because the static around all of these young players, Dan, is so great that if they don't get what they want when they want it, they feel like the best thing is to move on. And that's where I think Connecticut has really done a good job. They've gotten some high school guys, developed those guys. They've bought in. And he didn't just acquire talent. What he's done is he's built a team. The pieces fit. They embrace roles. They don't do what they can't do. You know, I heard you talking a little earlier about the conversation with the non-conference. They lost 6 of 8. Well, first of all, Danny had COVID. He missed a bunch of practices. You get into league play, there are no surprises. There are no surprises in league play. People know what they're going to give, what they're going to take away, who they're going to force to make plays. So you're going to lose games in league play. I mean, they lost twice to Xavier, very, very good team. They lost at Providence. St. John's, I think, at home was a little bit of a shocker. They lost to a certain style of team. But watching them practice, and I go watch them practice a whole bunch, the standard they set in practice is unbelievable. The guy can really coach. And the other thing you guys were talking about earlier is Danny Hurley didn't miss any steps, Dan. Right? Look, his basketball career as a player was maybe what everyone wanted it to be. He faced his demons. He lived with it. He was an assistant coach to his dad at St. Anthony's. His dad runs the best practice I've ever seen, including watching Hubie Brown, John Calipari, Bill Self, and any other person that we would all know who they are. His dad is a master teacher and coach. Assistant coach for his dad. Assistant coach at Rutgers, got fired. Head coach at St. Benedict's High School, built a national high school power. Wagner, low division one, 25 games his last year. Rhode Island, mid-major, all right? Back-to-back NCAA tournaments, advanced in the tournament, and then to UConn. So, like, he's 50 years old, but he paid his dues. Nothing was given to him. He went step by step to build an understanding of what it takes to be an elite leader, an elite coach. He grew as the season went along this year. So I'm so impressed with his growth and what he's been able to do.
He's Seth Greenberg, ESPN College basketball analyst. You start to look at what is, you know, sports are, it's a copycat sport. When, yeah, you know, like the greatest show on turf, the Rams, everybody wanted to be like that. Everybody wants to be like Golden State. Now you start to look at college basketball, and is there a blueprint that you think, and maybe this isn't for the Blue Bloods, but the mid-majors, although I can't call UConn a mid-major, but the blueprint for success in the next 5 years or 10 years, are we witnessing that with name, image, and likeness and the transfer portal?
Yeah, I think the blueprint is to find a balance, but never lower your standard. That, you know, you've got to have a foundation. Look, we're looking at these teams that are in the Final Four year and year and year and year. They're veteran teams. They're teams that are invested in winning. They're guys that buy into roles. I mean, think about the Villanova National Championship teams, right? They weren't one-and-done teams. They were teams that were put together and grew. Think about North Carolina's National Championship teams. They had great players, they had pros, but they weren't one-and-done. They were experienced. Think about Baylor and that great backcourt. All right, they were upper-class guys. Think about this Connecticut team. So I think you got to find a balance between – player development, evaluating and recruiting. The most important part of recruiting is evaluating. Who can play for your head coach? And then filling those voids in with the right transfers that will buy in and take you from a good team to a great team. Each school is different, but the top 20s, the Blue Bloods, quote-unquote Blue Bloods, and Connecticut's a Blue Blood, 5 national championships since 1999. Think about this. During that time period, Kentucky's got 1, Kansas has got 2, Duke's got 3, Carolina's got 3, Connecticut's got 5. So, I mean, the Blue Bloods are going to be able to recruit elite players, but just acquiring talent doesn't win games.
But look,
they've got a McDonald's All-American coming in, but you know they've also got guys returning.
But look at John Calipari and his blueprint. He's had more talent than any coach probably has in the last 30 years. More players drafted. Yeah. You know, he loves to point out they've made billions of dollars, but it doesn't work in the bigger picture of winning championships. And he's got another unbelievable recruiting class coming in. Are we going to see the same with, you know, Kentucky and Coach Cal? Got a lot of talent, and they're going to be one and done.
That's why he's got to compliment it in the portal. That's why he's got to get Oscar Sheba to come back first and foremost, which I think he actually will end up coming back. But he's got to compliment DJ Wagner and that recruiting class.
Yeah.
He's got to compliment them with juniors and seniors that will be great role players. Juniors and seniors in the portal that will basically coach their locker room. You're only as good as your locker room. Like whatever we do, all right, what you do, you're only as good as the people you surround yourself with. All right. So who's going to coach their locker room? Who's going to teach those young kids? Like I saw something the other day, McDonald's All-American game. They interviewed that freshman class. And they said, we're going to be the freshman class that brings Coach Cal another championship. Those guys have no clue of how hard college basketball is. They're watching this stuff on TV, Dan. They're thinking, oh, yeah, that's easy. And you know what? This is not EYBL. This is not grassroots basketball. There's a guy coaching that other team that knows exactly what he's going to give and what he's going to take away. He knows your weaknesses. He's going to force you to your weaknesses. You need someone to teach those guys how to play with other good players, how to compete. You can't win, I don't think, with five freshmen. You need veteran maturity, toughness that can coach your locker room so that when you go and lose 6 of 8. Like, here's the thing. Let me ask you a question. They lose 6 of 8, Connecticut. If they had a team of freshmen and it's 6 of 8, now we're getting into February. The static around those kids, all right, that think they're one and dones or are one and dones, they're not thinking about winning a national championship. They're thinking about, we got 4 more weeks. I got to get my workout guy. I got to get ready for my interviews. I got to get ready for the draft. They're not thinking about winning a championship because they don't have both feet in. It's just, it's impossible. The economy of college basketball in relation to the NBA draft of one and done, it's impossible if you hit a roadblock like Connecticut hit, losing those games, maybe to keep your team together if you're just one and done. You've got to have someone in that locker room that the focus is, and a coaching step that the focus is, all right, where we are right now. And I think that's going to be the formula.
You know, having spoken to, Jay Wright and Jim Boeheim, the relief, like the sense of relief that they're not coaching anymore is really unbelievable. That you would think, God, they're going to miss it. Tom Izzo is still doing it. I mean, these guys, there's a couple of dinosaurs, but not many. You know, I think they're looking at this NIL and transfer portal and, you know, what is going on. I mean, Patino's going to coach till he dies. But
yeah,
some of these
– Izzo.
Yeah, but some of these guys are like, you know, I got to – I mean, Jay Wright said, yeah, unbelievable. This weight lifted off my shoulders. It does damage to these coaches, and I wonder how many can be in there for the long haul anymore.
You're like, everything for Jay Wright. My daughter played volleyball in Villanova, so I was around him all the time, is about the culture. How can you maintain a culture in this environment of college basketball? I mean, it's really, really hard because it's so easy to walk. And NIL is not NIL, man. Let's face it, it's pay for play. Mm-hmm. You know, we call it NIL, but it's not NIL. A collective isn't NIL. It's pay for play, which is fine. I have people say, oh, I have no problem. But let's call it what it is. Let's not label it something it isn't. I think in the next 4 years, players are going to have 2-year contracts. So that will control the transfer portal. But I also think next 4 years, we're going to have 4 conferences. The NCAA tournament's going to be those 4 conferences. The one bid leagues are all going to go into one pool. They're going to play each other to play into the NCAA tournament. So more teams from those 4 conferences that might have 20 or 25 teams in them will be in the tournament because basically that's where the money is being generated. But it's something, it's another thing you got to manage. You know, I saw Jay the other night at dinner. It was funny. I asked Patty, I said, you enjoying retirement? Because that's what my wife calls what I do now, retirement, you know, because the season's over. And she turned to Karen and my wife, she said, We are loving it.
Yeah.
So, you know, look, the business has changed. It's always been a business, but we never got in. Guys, my generation never got into it for money. It became money, but like, you just want a team to coach. My first job was 12-5. I mean, I was happy as a lark. You know, I thought I was a millionaire. You know, my first job at head coaching job was $60,000. I thought I was a millionaire. I never had an agent for coaching. I was an idiot. You know, but, you know, it's, you get a team to coach. That's what you always want to do. You live in your dream. You didn't think it. Now it's a business.
Backup point guards in college basketball making more than that.
Oh, goodness gracious. I mean, I think a lot of schools are doing what I call across the board. So they have either collectives where everyone makes the same amount. I mean, $200,000, $300,000. I mean, if you put your – Dan, I just want to let you know, if you put your name in the portal and became a free agent, all right, you could make a lot of money. And then I'll tell you the other thing is now you've got these new – we used to call them runners that would, like, get on college campuses, develop relationships with players, then hand them off to the agent. Now the runners are agents, but what they're doing is you had a pretty good season. I come to say, Dan, you know, you had a pretty good season. You know, it's great that you're at school X, Y, and Z. But I tell you, I just talked to these guys over here. They really like you. The starting figure is X. Well, but wait a second. But I really like where I'm at. I'm playing for coach. I like my role. I like my teammates. Whoa, you're not listening now. Dan, I'm telling you, this school here, well, yeah, that sounds great because that agent's going to get 20% of the deal, number one. So do they have unconditional love? And number two is, like, as a player, you've got to understand it's like an NBA trade. You always know what you're getting rid of. You never know what you're getting. But it is also a business.
But look at that kid at Oral Roberts.
Around is crazy.
That kid at Oral Roberts. Yeah, I mean, he's going to make some money on the open market here.
Oh, man, he's going to – some money. Yeah. If Nigel Pack's worth $400,000 a year for 2 years, basically $800,000, an apartment and a car, Max A. Smith, that dude's making $500,000.
Yeah.
Easy.
At least.
Easy.
Well, okay, no names. Best recruiting story that you ever heard about what somebody got.
The best recruiting story, Lee, you mean back in the day?
Whenever,
back in the day, what it came down to, there was honor amongst thieves, right? I mean, that's just the way it is. I can just tell you, my funniest recruiting story is I'm recruiting a kid. This is personal, and it's not about a lot, but I walk into a gym in Georgia, and Wimp Sanderson is there, and Sonny Smith is there, and I was working for Bill Foster at Miami. We're just starting a program down, and I sit down, and I sit with Coach Sanderson and Coach Smith, and they turn to me legitimately straight-faced and said, Seth, I know Bill don't cheat, and my opening number is 50, which was 50,000. That was like in 84, 85. And I know Sonny's going to go to 100. So what the hell are you doing here? And I mean, like back in that, and I remember that was before. So I got it. Back to the hotel. I called Coach Foster, and the first question he asked was, "Well, who was there?" And I said, "Sonny and Wimp." He goes, "Well, that was a waste of time."
Oh,
that was so funny. I said, "Coach, I thought we." He goes, "We're done. It's like a card game. We got to know when to hold them and when to fold them. Next prospect."
Great to talk to you. And thanks for joining us as always. All right. Thank you, Seth.
I appreciate you, man.
That's Seth Greenberg, former college coach, ESPN college basketball analyst. We'll take a break. Got our play of the day coming up. Had a source who sent me an email as to why the first lady in the White House would invite both schools to the White House. Have that for you coming up as well right after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Oh, my God.
The play. The play's called play. Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
They're going to play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Ohtani sends one in the air. Right center field. He's watching it fly. It's a home run. Shohei Ohtani launches one. For the second straight game, he's homered. And this one gives the Angels the lead.
That's courtesy of Bally Sports West. Respect to Marvin. I thought he might pick UConn with the final call there for the national championship. Look at you showing objectivity. Play of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Official trading cards, instant classics, autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, and more. Start or continue your collection now, PaniniAmerica.net. I mentioned college basketball source who said, you know, I was wondering why Iowa and LSU would be going to the White House. And this is from a source. Jill Biden's invitation's reflection of the fact that the administration is trying to cozy up to Iowa, which has historically hosted the Iowa caucuses as the first contest in the presidential election cycle. Democratic Party recently opted to move other states before Iowa, so respecting Iowa is a vital thing for the Biden administration to make nice with the state. Weird things like this happen from time to time with these invites. This isn't an unprecedented effort to make nice with both sides. Well, I was wondering, when Butler went to the championship game against Duke, did Butler get invited to the White House when they lost in dramatic fashion? Gordon Hayward with the shot from half court? Like, I don't know if then it feels like a pity party for Iowa, and Iowa doesn't need this. Yes, Eden.
It's like the one thing the Biden administration has united both sides of the aisle because everybody hates the idea that Iowa's being invited. I mean, that's a major thing. That's like re-election 2024. I'm the guy who got both parties together to hate this one idea. I'm the guy. I did that.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, Paul.
Unless you're going to throw down some hardwood by the Rose Garden and run it back. Then we got
run
something.
Run it back one-on-one.
I would just have Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese one-on-one. Then it'd be great. I'd have no problem with that.
Lincoln bedroom's all messy.
But I don't think that you need to have, you know, a consolation invite for Iowa. But she said that, you know, she wanted to invite them because they played a great game. Well, they didn't play a great game. They played a great tournament, and it was a great story. But LSU should be able to have a standalone moment there. If you're going to invite a winning team, a championship team, then invite LSU. All righty, some phone calls in here. Oh, we were looking at what would be the comp that you have Danny Hurley, Bobby Hurley, and then Bob Senior, who's one of the great high school coaches in America. And we threw out maybe the Currys with Del Curry, Steph Curry, and Seth Curry. Yes, Paul.
A lot of people are throwing out like brothers who are famous early, then the younger brother. Like River Phoenix was a famous actor. Then Joaquin Phoenix became a famous actor. Then another one that's pretty good is the Drew family from Valparaiso. Hmm. Homer Drew, Bryce Drew hit the shot. Scott Drew wins the national title with Baylor way later.
Okay.
The Culkin family.
Ooh.
Macaulay Culkin was a household name as a child. And then now his younger brother is really hitting it with Secession.
Kieran
Culkin.
Yeah.
And then I think that's it.
Okay. Yeah, Marv.
What about the Manning family? With Archie, Eli, and Peyton?
Okay.
Peyton was there first. He's not his brother, but then Eli wins a couple of rings.
Okay. Arch was famous as well. Yeah. Bush family? Maybe.
Sure.
Maybe. Okay, Jed.
Yeah. Well, not Jed, but.
Nice run. Yeah. Nice run.
He's in there.
He's in there.
Governor for a few times.
Yeah.
He might be the Danny, though.
He's the Danny Hurley.
Who hasn't hit the national championship yet. It was like, no, you're going to be good. The one like just like your brother. Oh, how did that go wrong?
Couple of phone calls in here. Nick in Charleston. Hey, Nick, what's on your mind today?
Hey, bud.
Yeah.
I got a bone to pick with old Fritzy back there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yesterday, snowboard, Fritzy. You know what you did.
I do.
Eric Lindros wears 88. Mario Lemieux wears 66, buddy. The inverse of Gretzky. You even mentioned Wayne Gretzky and Mario Lemieux.
I had a dyslexic number a moment. We fixed it in the newsletter, but I had 88 up there instead of 66 for something Lemieux accomplished on this date in history in the yesterday scoreboard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I saw a couple of tweets about it as well.
I mean, the integrity of scoreboard right now
is
just...
Yes. Yeah. I didn't know anybody was watching that segment, and you know, I found out that a couple people actually watched.
And you never get the great scoreboard. That was clever. It's always that's not the right number.
Oh, here we go.
No, it's just that the world is negative. That's
would you like to be invited to the White House, Tom?
I'm just saying that's where we tune on the news. It's all negative, and then at the very end, maybe one little positive story at the end of nightly news.
Okay. Who came in today and said only negative things about last night?
I was extremely negative in the morning meeting. I don't know.
You had five things, and I kept saying,
what's with confetti? Like, why did they even drop that stuff anyway? Like, somebody's got to clean that up. What, did somebody cut all these little pieces of paper?
Why you got to cut the nets down? What a waste of netting. Now you got to put up a new net for the next team that's going to use that basket.
And then you were talking about fans in the stands and why do we need to see them and they're on their phones? Or
yeah, they notice themselves on a monitor or they see themselves on
how
the
about,
phone and
how
they
about
make faces.
This? Let me
someone
wait.
Gave a double
Todd, let me just wait till next time.
All right.
We'll let you air all your grievances.
I'm on TV.
That'll be coming up next hour.
For Fritzy, it's like there is only one shining moment. All the other moments suck. He's like just complaining and complaining.
Are you okay?
I guess so. I don't like that background thing with the. I like seeing the fans that are behaving themselves. It's cool. They're excited, but don't be obnoxious like that.
Like you.
Like me.
Like you being obnoxious. Okay.
Take in the atmosphere.
Thank you, Tom.
Behave yourselves.
All right. All right. More phone calls coming up. Todd airs his grievances, and there are quite a few of them, off last night's national title game. 1 hour in the books, two more to go. Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Everything you love about Mercedes, the style, the comfort, the technology, the choice, is now available in electric. The vehicles, all electric. The feeling, all Mercedes. The choice, all yours. Learn more. mbusa.com/EQ.